This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Well done, Shine. Warren Zevon, with a little help from David Letterman, going, hit somebody.
That was requested more than any other song by both the Twitch chat and the text line this morning.
For LB, for Lyndon Byers, and we are talking about LB all morning long.
That's
and
a real song?
Yes, it is.
That's pretty awesome song. For him.
Yeah, you've never heard it before.
No, that's
awesome. Basically about him.
Yeah, that's
this is basically what all about his life in the NHL. So
I was like, is this like some parody song that somebody did, like a Hill Notes that they left back in the day?
I love the dichotomy of the two audiences because you have the AAF people who listened to the show. LB was a part of the Hillman Morning Show for 23 years. And so you have those people. And then you have the EEI people who didn't listen and have no idea. So somebody's like, what is this crap?
Literally 617 something in the Twitch chat. Man, WTF is this?
Yeah. Can you give us just a day to pay tribute to our pal, if you could, please? Tomorrow you can text in and say, Shine, what is this crap?
Feel free.
Well, but the thing is, you explain it to us. Like, I had never heard that. So I think people, like you said, because of the two shows and the two fan bases, you're like, what the hell? Like, if you said it's somebody like the caller comes in Mantown, people are like, what the hell's that? You know, and then when you see, like, oh, can we bring that to WEI? I guess, unfortunately, people don't like calendars.
They don't sell wigs.
Wait, calendars are not. Most everything is online. I don't know if you noticed that.
Can you do a virtual calendar?
Ooh, a digital calendar.
I like a paper calendar still. I think we should. You should bring that back.
No, I mean, we probably, Shine, we ought to. Let's do They Said It at 8 if we
sure.
could.
Sure, that's great.
But I, you know, we've been talking about it all morning, and and that's what we're here for, is to get your thoughts and your memories of the great LB.
Right. And it seems like there's a lot of stories out there. And that's, I think, what makes, like, LB one of those athletes where he's just a regular dude, because it seems like there's a lot of people like, oh, I remember the story. I was hanging out with LB one night.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, too? Because obviously gone far too soon, young. But to leave that type of impact, that's what we all want to do. Everybody in this world wants to leave the world better than when you came into it, and to leave a lasting impression on people. The fact that so many people have unbelievable stories and unbelievable feelings towards a guy that they met one time, twice, maybe never even met him at all.
Well, there are so many stories, and we've heard, you know, a 1/20th of them so far. Mm-hmm. And they were coming to me all weekend. Like, I was there was a charity boxing event in Worcester, and we were trying to find somebody to box with LB. And so Max Lane said that he would do it. And Max thought, as one would, that it was going to be a friendly, raise money for charity.
Don't hit me in the face, buddy.
LB came out and started pounding the you know what out of Max. And poor Max.
Just get up there, beat the bag out of Max.
Yes, he was literally pounding him into oblivion.
Max is huge, though.
Yeah, but Max doesn't know how to.
He's not a fighter.
Nobody knows how to box. Yeah. LB knew how to fight.
Yes.
And so he. And Max was like, LB, stop.
Uncle.
It was.
He needed the cold. He needed bongos. Like that.
Yeah. No, when I was talking to Spaz yesterday, he said there are so many incredible stories, which A, we probably can't tell, and B, you would never believe them. Yeah. If we did tell you the stories, you would never believe us.
But if you knew LB, you'd go, oh, I could see that happening.
Yeah, 100%. This is Ryan from Maine. Hey, Ryan.
Not for nothing, kid. It's a sad day.
Not for nothing. The man had his own language. He would say, you're the berries, kid. Not for nothing. But yes.
Not for nothing. But just one story. I'm in Maine back in my adopted home continent now, but I worked in Southborough, and I went to a bar when they were walking from Worcester to the station, and I met LB and Spaz, and all they could talk about was the chafage they had from all the walk and all the sweat, and it was great.
Yeah. No, he did that event for a long, long time, walking and raising money for the Greater Boston Food Bank.
And it's funny that that caller talks about, like, the chafing story. And this is why I think, you know, we're gonna talk about LB's legacy as just a regular, unique person, where he would get into a 30-minute conversation about his chafing.
Yes,
like a real conversation.
Yes, well, that's very relatable for people. So,
it's very relatable. Yeah. Yes.
Like over a beer.
Not
like
a problem for women, I don't think.
Oh, women get chafing. Really? Oh, yeah, okay, but there's so many products nowadays to help with it. But back then, I mean, that's a real.
But just like a legit conversation that over a beer, that you would be like, well, they talking politics? And no, it'd be like, oh, take a look at the chafing. Have you ever had something like a real, and that's like, I think, you know, for people who didn't know LB, and like I said, I didn't know him as great as you knew him, Greg, a couple times, like that was
speaking of fights, I heard from PJ Stock yesterday, who was a tough guy for the Bruins for a while. And we played, he reminded me, I completely forgot about this because I'm old, but we played, me, PJ, and LB, and others played in a charity hockey game on Nantucket for a number of years. And we were there one time at the gazebo, and PJ had this thing where he was going up to people and biting them. that was his way of showing his affection to you.
We all do it differently.
And so he was doing it to everybody. And we were all like, ha ha, PJ, but you know, and he was going to do it to LB, and LB said, if you do it to me, then you and I are going to fight. And so he did it to LB. They went outside the gazebo in Nantucket and got into a giant brawl outside the gazebo in Nantucket, which the Nantucket police all stood around and watched, because not a single one of them wanted to go in there and break it up between those two.
No, sorry, Pop.
Right. And then after, because they're hockey guys, after it was over, they hugged and had a couple Bud Heavies.
I felt comfortable hanging out with LB one night. We partied at the greatest bar. Mm-hmm. That's three levels, you know, by the end of the night, you know.
We got to take a break. We will be back, finally, with They Said It coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.